Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host Ekta, and I have a fantastic guest for you guys today. I am so excited that we are launching interviews about perfumes and all that beautiful stuff with this episode. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Emmanuel Moglin, who is the founder of EPC Experimental Perfume Club. So welcome to the show, Em. I'm so, so excited and humbled that you had the time for this.
Oh, thank you so much, Ekta. It's a great pleasure to chat with you, and thank you so much for inviting me.
I would love to get started by talking about your background and your career, because I know you have a wealth of experience in this industry. So can you tell us about your background and what led to EPC?
So my background in perfume actually just goes back to a long, long time ago when I was a child, and I was completely fascinated with the fragrance world. And just like since the age of like 10, 12 or something like this, I can't remember. I just got into this obsession of like, I will get into this industry when I'm an adult. And so I did all of the checkbox, and I'm lucky I'm French. So in France, we have access to perfumery school. It's one of the few countries in the world where you've got some of the best perfume schools. So after studying perfumery at one of the main perfume school actually in Versailles near Paris, so Izipka, I entered the industry essentially, and it's quite wow. it's very competitive industry, and you really have to almost be obsessed or a nerd to get into this industry, because there's just so few spaces available. And I just did everything I could to, you know, through work experiences and through anything when I was like 16, 18 years old, to just show that I was committed to this as a kid. And I was.
What did that entail, Em? Like, I want to know, like, what goes, like, as if you want to go into a perfumery and you want to do that in France, like, what do you have to do to get into those schools?
Yeah, I know. It's a mystery to most people, actually. And most people discover the idea of having a career in fragrance development only later in life, because, you know, as a child, as a kid, you don't necessarily have access to that. To the knowledge that there are perfume schools. So it's not a straightforward pathway. There are straightforward career, which I was lucky to actually get into. So if you enter a perfumery school like I did, so the one that I did is called Izipka, and it's one of the main ones. And you know, it's pretty straightforward in the sense that when you get out of the school, you know, chances are you're gonna be in the industry as in start a career in fragrances. But there are also, you know, more and more different ways now to retrain, and there are also amazing perfume schools that are part of industry players. So Rise, IFF, they all have their perfume school. But you know, when I was telling you that the fragrance industry is competitive, well, you can try to get into those schools. They only accept like 5 students every 2 or 3 years, and these are the creme de la creme of perfumery. So yeah, it's either through a school, which is like, you know, Izipka, or they are also Astho in Grasse in South France, or through internally into the industry. So you kind of train and you kind of you know, join that kind of internal academy. It is not straightforward, but I always say to people that if they're committed, but really, really committed, then there is a way to get in there. You know, they just have to work through it.
I want to actually ask you, because I know that, you know, there's obviously a difference between somebody who just enjoys scents, you know what I mean? And then someone with, you know, such a trained nose, I guess you could say, right? As yourself. So can you tell us about that? And like, in terms of like, when you first wanted to create EPC, like, what were some of the things that went behind that as far as your expertise and like what you wanted to create? You know, I want to know all the details of what went behind this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it's a great question, actually, because, you know, there is a big difference between an aficionados of perfume, someone who's going to be, you know, experimenting at home with creation or essential oils or ingredients, and a perfumer. And it's quite important to make the distinction, because a perfumer, for the industry, someone who actually works in the fragrance industry. So someone who has experience creating fragrances, developing perfume as part of an industry outcome. Yeah. So obviously this is a big difference with someone who, you know, just enjoy and experience perfumery as a craft at home. Doesn't necessarily develop and create perfume as a commercial end. And so it's really important, because at EPC, I promote the understanding and the learning of perfume for people who are aficionados. So we're not a school, we're not a, you know, an official places that give, you know, diplomas or certificates, but the inspiration behind Experimental Perfume Club was to really bring the, you know, to make perfumery more accessible, and to make the, you know, the behind the scene of perfumery more accessible to the masses. So for people not to approach perfume as a finished product, as in, you know, as a overly marketed product, which is the case nowadays. You know, perfume is perhaps a bit overly marketed.
Yeah, it's like you know, associated with a celebrity or associated with like a, I mean, it's like, it's not about that. I mean, I don't want to interrupt you, but I just want to say, like, I've had really hard times finding good perfume, because I really enjoy like a fresh scent, but nothing that smells like soap. So like, that's the best way I can describe, you know, that's my preference in terms of like just general overview. So finding scents has been, for me, almost a struggle, because everything I see is like endorsed by a celebrity, like I said, or, you know, it's just like really big in your face, or just you can't find it, you know? So
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, that was also one of the inspiration behind EPC, is to kind of strip down that, you know, supermarketed industry and bringing it back to the essential, which is essentially the, you know, a perfume is made out of ingredients and it's a formula. And, you know, if you understand how this is created and how it's made, and if you get to name and recognize bergamot, as opposed to being told that your fragrance has bergamot, or if you really get to understand the real smell of jasmine, as opposed to being told that it has jasmine, then it really opens a new world. And then, you know, yourself, for instance, as a user of perfumes, then perhaps if you got access a little bit more to that kind of, you know, stripped down ingredients and knowing how to deconstruct perfume, then but maybe you would be able to choose perfume better for yourself, rather than just being, you know, led by, you know, or, you know, buy my perfume because it's backed by this amazing celebrity, and, you know, it's aspirational, and, you know.
Well, no, that's a beautiful point, because here's the thing, you know, I think women for many, many years have used, you know, scent as a way of almost expressing our personalities. And it's almost as if you're mixing colors. You know, I think of it like that, like it's an art. And, you know, whatever you create and whatever you choose to put on as your fragrance of the season, or however you like it, that is, when you leave that behind, the imagery in someone's mind is you. You know what I mean? So it's like, I've always viewed it as that. And I've never understood why you would want something that like everyone is wearing. You know what I mean? Or like, you just blend into the crowd. So that's why I really love what you're doing with EPC. And I want you to talk about, just how, you know, what is the top base and the mid and the, you know what I mean? I think people don't understand all of that stuff. So.
Yes. I know there is so much education to do around perfume, and also so many urban myths and, you know, things that have been told in press and things like this. And I think, you know, people are quite fascinated by learning the actual truths of perfume. So, at EPC, I'm really trying to bring back that truth and to kind of really tell people, you know, this is how it works. And people can understand, you know, the perfumery is very, very complex if you really go to the nitty gritty of it. But, you know, at the top level, you know, formula and ingredients, then, you know, it's completely accessible to people. But essentially what, you know, EPC is about, we provide kind of two ways of approaching perfumeries, either through our workshops and more advanced courses. So this is very much of, you know, you kind of dive down and you sit down and you learn with a teacher, with a perfumer. So it's actually myself on the, at the EPC. And so,
yourself.
I run all of the workshops and the one-to-one consultation, and we do all loads of things on in our London lab, but we also have online courses. So this is really the kind of the experience that we provide either in lab or online. And so the other thing that I've done and I've developed after the workshops was our fragrance collection, which you have been playing with.
Yes, so, I'm obsessed.
Yes, the fragrance collection was actually inspired by you know, the experience and the educational aspect of the brand. So yeah. Essentially it's a fragrance collection that is made out of fragrances that we call essentials. So yeah, they are minimalistic fragrances, and, you know, they're kind of stripped down fragrances, and these fragrances can be worn individually, but the beauty of it is that I've created them so that you can blend them together and create something that is completely unique to you. So we've got little kits, so we call them creation sets, that is composed of three parts, so three fragrances, and we have essentially six fragrances in the collection, and you can mix and match the blends, those fragrances in any possible combination. So we couldn't figure it out mathematically how many it is, but we figured out it was over 50,000 possible combinations. So
wow,
a lot. Yeah. And so you can have, like, you know, you can play infinitely with this kind of we call them the essentials. So this kind of stripped down formula that when you mix them together, you are guaranteed that it's going to work. So the way the collection works is that it's always made out of a trio of fragrances. So the first of the trio is called the top. It has the color yellow, and it's representative of a fragrance that is fresh. Yeah. So, you know, like when we talk about the pyramid of a fragrance, it's created of three building blocks. That top note is that freshness, the opening. Then you got the heart. So for us, it's the fragrance that is we call the mid.
Yeah.
It's presented with a color pink. And it's kind of softer, more mellow. It's essentially notes or fragrances and are not fresh, not heavy. And then you got the base. So the base is essentially the dry down of a formula, and it's made out of ingredients and so fragrances that tend to be deeper, warmer, very long lasting, so much heavier notes. And so the collection is kind of split into the three parts of that you kind of reconstruct in a sense to kind of really create your own.
So I love it. Yeah, no, I love that you said that you can use them as individual as well, because I created my own. I'm not gonna lie, everyone listening out there, I was like such a chemist with this. I was like, because the kit comes with like a dropper and like it's just a beautiful like presentation the way you have it. You know, it's really easy to use. And I remember I was like, okay, I can add like five drops of bergamot, you know, or like the sandalwood. And it was like just so fun, you know, playing with it. And it was like the best experience, because for me it's always like there's too much like that musky smell in perfumes, or there's too much, you know what I mean, like I don't get enough freshness. So I really, really, really like that that experience is what I'm trying to say, you know, as a consumer.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it. It's great to hear that, because, you know, obviously these little sets that we created in the collection that I've created are really to kind of give that sense of, you know, for our users of playfulness and experience and fun, but also, you know, really kind of, you know, being part of what you're wearing as well, not you know, being able to choose and to also understand what's in your fragrance. So I'm glad that you you got that.
I love it. I love it. And I think, you know, I just want to say this for everyone listening is like, you know, for me, I like to think of it as like, you know, we have so many senses, right? So like with every sense we perceive, and with the, you know, with our scent, like with, you know, smelling, like that is such a powerful, like, you know what I mean? Powerful physiological adaptation that we have. And it's like, you know, you have to like honor that. And I've always had this immense respect for perfumery for some reason, even when I was a kid, like I was always like really fascinated by the world. And I think it almost reminded me a little bit of like alchemy or something. You know, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
But it was amazing because I would always remember like people who were kind to me, I would remember the perfume. And like, that's what stuck with me, you know what I mean? That's why, like, I'm just obsessed with what you're doing, because it's so important for us to be able to express ourselves, you know, in so many different ways. So I love it.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. Yeah. So I have another question for you. So what is, you know, in terms of like the chemistry of perfumes, like I know a lot of people say the way that it reacts with your skin and the way, you know, that's really what determines how it's going to smell on you. What is the rationale behind that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny this, because, you know, there are so many other layers to fragrance than this. There is this, so obviously there is a clear truth in that. So perfumes react with the skin, and the chemistry behind it is that it reacts with the pH of your skin, so the acidity of your skin. So, you know, depending on what you eat or the color of your skin, you know, then you might have a, you know, slight different result. But yeah, the thing that I have found that this is perhaps the urban myth behind it is that a lot of people think that a perfume is going to be completely different from one person to the other. And it's actually something that have been really, really leveraged by the marketing industry of perfumery. You know, like how you hear this, you know, the stories of, you know, this perfume has pheromone, or this perfume is going to be so different from one person to the other. It is true to a certain extent, but you know, perfume formula is the same formula, whether you know you ate you know, curry yesterday, or you had, you know, and your skin is slightly different, it has a slightly different acidic pH. So it is, you know, when you wear a fragrance, usually what happens is that your skin also is warm. So the top notes, for instance, so your skin essentially works like a diffuser, you know, like a home diffuser. So when you perfumes, then it basically diffuses. So your skin, because it's warm, works kind of the same way. So what happened is that usually the top notes to the fresh opening tend to diffuse first and then disappear fairly quickly. And then, you know, what you're left with is like the middle and the base of the fragrance. So something a little bit warmer, a bit perhaps softer and mellower. So, you know,
interesting though, Em, because that makes a lot of sense, because I'm not gonna lie, like I mentioned, I like the fresher scents and they always fade on me. So that makes a lot of sense what you just said.
So top notes, it's also something that people are not necessarily aware of. So top notes are ingredients that are very volatile, and it's the chemistry of these ingredients that is just like this. You know, the citrus note, for instance, are extremely volatile, and it means that in terms of length and how long they're going to stay on your skin, it's not going to be long, and there is nothing you can do about this. And it's also the reason why perfume exists. You know, perfume is a formula of a lot of different ingredients that put together top note, heart note and base note, so that eventually you have a result that is balanced, that is going to stay for, you know, on your skin. But if you're naturally like fragrances that are very fresh, very top heavy, you know, that are made of lots of citrus notes and bright notes, etc., then chances are that your fragrance is not going to necessarily last very long, because it's just the way it is structured in its formula.
Yeah, the chemistry of it, that's very interesting. I love that. Thank you for explaining that. One more question though that I have, just for the general consumer, is what is the difference between like like when it says on the bottom it's actual perfume versus I can't even pronounce the other one, Eau de Toilette or something. Like what is the difference? Yeah.
Eau de Toilette versus Eau de Parfum, and then you've got greater concentration of perfume extract. So it's just, so the historically the difference between Eau de Toilette EDT and Eau de Parfum EDP is a concentration. So perfume as we know it, as you know, the definition of perfume as in modern perfumery is made out of two things, perfumery alcohol and the concentrate, you know, the blend of oil of different ingredients that are put together. And so the blend of oils of the ingredients is going to be what smells. The alcohol is just a carrier. It doesn't smell. And so the more of the ingredients blend you have, then the more concentrated your perfume is. And so this is the difference between these terminologies. So Eau de Toilette, EDT, is less concentrated, around kind of 10, 12, sometimes you find up to 14% in alcohol. And then you've got the Eau de Parfum, which is a bit more concentrated, so 15 to 20% in alcohol. And then you've got the perfume extract. So perfume extract is, you know, the very, very expensive ones, because essentially they're very concentrated and they go from like 25% plus of the concentrated oil in there. And so this is the difference, but this is the historical difference. And nowadays marketing has transformed this a little bit.
A lot, because, you know, it's like the way that, you know I as a consumer, like I had no idea really, you know, I knew that there was a little, like obviously a difference because you can tell in the price points, you know, the EDT is like, you know, what, $75, and the actual perfume is like what, 130 or something. Yes. So I knew something was up. I was like, something is not working here the way I need to. So yeah.
Yeah, the rationale behind it is that, you know, what cost, the actual cost of the juice in a perfume is the actual blend of ingredients. And so the more of this you have, then theoretically the more expensive it should be. Do you see what I mean? So
yeah,
the kind of rationale behind it.
That makes total sense. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was always curious. So now I want to actually ask you, like, can you walk us through, like, how much, like, you know, I know there's no like set formula, right? Obviously we want to create our own scents, but like when it comes to like each of the three layers, like what do you normally see, you know, how much of like the base do people need to use versus the mid and the, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know according to what you recommend for everyone listening.
So these, you know, the you know, how much of each is a simplification of, you know, of how a formula is created. So, you know, you have to understand that a formula of perfume is created with loads of ingredients, and it rarely has less than 20 ingredients. And most commercial fragrances nowadays have mainly around 50 plus ingredients. So our fragrances, for instance, our you know, essentials, the building block that you use to kind of blend together to create your own, have less than 30 ingredients each. So it's very kind of stripped down formula, but there is no such things of like, you know, what is the rule. And that, I guess that's the problem of perfumery, of, you know, is there a rule to formulate and to create, like how many top notes you put, how many heart notes you put, how many base notes you put? Is not so much like written in a book. The general rule is like the most fresh you want your fragrance to be, then the most top or heart focused it will be. The deepest you want your fragrance to be, as in, you know, the warm, powdery, oriental, woody notes, then the most base, dry down notes you go for.
Interesting. Now, how did you pick, when you were picking the main, you know, like for the kits, like how did you pick like sandalwood and amber as your base? Yeah,
as the kind of the essential, the inspiration behind it. So the six essential that I've created for the collection, so they are bergamot incense and fig neroli for the top, Jasminus mentis and rose rhubarb for the mid, and amber iris and sandalwood musk for the base. How I picked them originally was just mainly ingredients that inspired me, that I love, that I wanted to work with creatively. And what was complicated, the layers that was complicated in creating this collection is to making sure that each of the fragrances were working with one another, and that was what made it very complex. So the idea is that you should be blending one top with one mid with one base, or so you know, avoid blending two top together, because I have not created them to
be it together.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea is that you really kind of work through that structure that is, you know, in order to make a fragrance that is complex and finished, then you have to have these two or three of these elements. So either top and mid, or top and base, or one top, one mid, one base, etc. So that's kind of, you know, you kind of follow that same structure than a finished formula.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I love that. And in the future, are you going to be expanding like your kits, like in terms of like offering, you know, like different types of like mid? So I would love to hear about that.
Yeah. So the idea is, so each time I launch a collection, I launch it as a trio collection. So the first trio, I launched it in 2018. And then the second trio launched in 2019. And then I wanted to launch the third trio in 2020, but it's been pushed, obviously, with all of what's happened last year.
Oh, my
year.
Gosh.
Yeah. It was not easy to kind of, you know, put your head at kind of developing new things last year. But hopefully by 2021 or 2022, I will be launching a new trio. The idea is to complete the collection. So, you know, at the moment, as a top, we have a citrus spicy, which is the bergamot incense, and we've got a green, kind of a green floral note as a top. So the idea would be to kind of, you know, offer something in a completely different territory in that top. And so same thing in the mid, and same thing in the base. And so by kind of building the collection of essentially, we will bring more options for people to blend from and to have fun and to experiment. And, you know, if someone is creating a perfume with the existing collection, then perhaps next year they can tweak their signature blend.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of like almost like, you know, playing with a little kind of puzzle, I don't know, something like
that. it is because it's like, you know, I didn't even think about that idea, like you can really play with it, like what you already have, and like build them together, like all the pieces. I really like that. And you know, I think that this is very, very innovative. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, when I first learned about, you know, what you were creating, I was like, this is brilliant, like this is truly brilliant, because I could never find my perfect scent, you know. And I know that for everyone listening, if you're curious, I did create a, for me, what I consider to be the perfect scent with the kits, because it's very fresh. It doesn't have any of that, you know, whatever I don't like. And I just really, really appreciate it. And also I love that it's like vial size. So you can throw it in your bag, you can carry it with you.
Yeah. No, that was exactly that as well. And you know what I found now is, having worked with thousands and thousands of people who came to create their own perfume, is that, you know, the fact that you are involved into the creation of your own fragrance really, you know, it really makes you feel like you own this perfume. And I think this is perhaps what's missing in you know, in the industry, in the market, how it is now. You know, you just buy a perfume that is finished and ready made for you, and as you know, said when you introduced it, it's like everybody has the same thing, and perfume should be owned. You should have a sense of like, this is mine. And I think this is great that you have experienced CPC in that way, because that's why I'm aiming for with the brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it shows. I mean, really, I believe in the idea of having your own signature in different ways, and I think perfume is definitely one of the ways. And so everyone listening out there, I really highly urge you guys to check out you know, Experimental Perfume Club. It is a beautiful concept, and M has done such a phenomenal job with creating all of the fragrances, and it's very easy to use. Actually, it's, you know, you get the kit, and there's a lot of, like, there's a, you know, instruction booklet that's very visual, and it's easy to understand. And yeah, it's just, it's fun. It's really cool. And it's a nice little thing you can do, like, on your own. I feel like, you know, it's like a, yeah, it's like a moment to understand what, for me, and this is super hippie sounding, I know, but like, for me, it's like, what scent makes me feel happiness or like peace? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you get to explore that. And it's almost like a meditative experience when you're creating your scent. So I love it. And thank you so much, Em. This has been so educational and so awesome. So I really want to say thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been great chatting with you, and really honored again that you had that with me, and happy to share a little bit about what I know with perfume. So thank you very much.
I love that. Thank you so much. And everyone listening, I'm going to tag EPC in the concept art. Make sure you check out the company, check out the website. We're going to link everything, and also leave your comments or questions in the comment section. Maybe we can pass them on to M's team. If you have any, you know, your own concerns or things you've never understood about perfumery, you know, so let us know, keep the conversation going, and we will be back next time. Thank you so much, Em.
Thank you. Bye, Ekta.